Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Ryan, for giving me the opportunity to talk about our development. So it's completely different what you are hearing throughout the conference. So what we did, we have developed a fiber-based gas analyzer to detect mostly the nitrous oxide. And the hope is that this device will be cost-effective, and we will be able to implement the 4R techniques very efficiently worldwide. That's the whole hope. So what I'll do, I'll go through the basic, the fundamentals of how it works. There are a number of devices, very few I should say, devices are available to detect gases based on fiber laser technology. So let's see. So what I'll do, I'll go through a basic fundamental of a laser. So what can happen, a fiber laser basically is just normal laser. Suppose if we think about a gas laser like helium neon laser, you have a gas, helium neon gas inside the cavity as a gain medium. So in fiber laser, basically we are using a rare earth doped fiber as the gain medium. So it could be terbium or erbium. So in our case, we are using erbium doped fiber as our gain medium. Now, based on the configuration, how we design a laser, it could emit one single wavelength, or it can emit multiple wavelengths. When I'm talking about that, a single laser, you are having 10 wavelengths coming out from the same. That means if you have a laser pointer and it's emitting three different colors simultaneously, so that's called multi-wavelength fiber laser. The advantage is you can use the same laser for detection of number of chemicals in one shot. So that's another area you can do with a fiber laser. But the single mode laser, once again, depending on the situation, as I said, that is called single wavelength or multi-longitudinal mode. So the idea is a laser also can contain many modes. So I will not go into detail. If anyone has any question, you can ask me at the end. So the idea is the laser is not always a single line. It can have multiple lines. So in this particular case, you can see that this laser is very highly precise, very highly narrow line, and it doesn't have any mode inside. But if you look at this one, this laser, you can see these are called multiple mode. That means the same laser, and you can have multiple mode. So this is the key to the success of our device, which we have developed. It has multiple mode inside, which helps us to get a very, very highly sensitive device for detection of nitrous oxide. So just in a nutshell, the application of fiber laser you can use in communication, which all know. Suppose I'm sitting here clicking a mouse, you are getting whole world in front of you. It's based off optical fiber technology or fiber optic technology. Medicine, sensing, we can use fiber laser for sensing. Spectroscopy, detection of chemicals, and detection of gases. So when you talk about detection of gases, basically I'm talking about some important hydrocarbons like methane, acetylene, nitrous oxide, hydrogen sulfide. So these are the gases we can always detect using fiber optics technology. Now, as we all know, why nitrous oxide is so important, because it's a very small amount in the atmosphere, 300 parts per billion. But as we know that to feed the whole world, we are increasing our use of fertilizer. And at the same time, we are increasing also nitrous oxide in the atmosphere, which is responsible for greenhouse gas. But so the idea is we can't stop using fertilizer. We have to use it. But as I said, we are hoping that this device will help the farmer to minimize the application of fertilizer. And at the end, that we'll be able to implement the 4R techniques very efficiently. So that's the main objective. So in general, what I'll do, we basically use absorption spectroscopy. So more specifically, we are talking about infrared absorption spectroscopy. What happens, every molecule, they absorb infrared radiation. So, and basically they have fundamental vibration frequencies, and they have the overtone frequencies. So what happens, the number of gases, like I'm talking about here, nitrous oxide, methane, what they have overtones of their fundamental vibration in the 1 to 2 micron range near infrared region. So I'll come back here why it is so important, why is that easier to use. So these are the fundamental modes of vibration for nitrogen. We call it infrared sensitive vibration. So you can see most of the commercially available systems, they use a laser around this wavelength or this wavelength. So, and if we have a combination of overtones or overtone band, they could be mid-IR, as I said here, or near electromagnetic, near infrared region of the electromagnetic spectrum. So in this particular case, for developing our device, we use the 3 nu 3 overtone band, and especially we targeted the rotational lines for developing our device. So look at the, just to show you what, how it looks like. This is 3 nu 3 band, and here your 3 nu 3 band. So it's way up, almost three orders of magnitude down. So the question is how we detect that kind of transition by using a particular system. So these are the absorption lines. So we call 3 nu 3 band, and these are rotational lines, P branch and R branch. And so here is a comparison. You can see that this is a theoretical absorption rotational line for nitrous oxide in that particular band, and here is the emission spectrum for RBM dot fiber. So the question is then, what is the advantage? Why you are using RBM dot fiber as our gain medium? If you can look at here. See, this is the absorption spectrum, and this is the RBM spectrum. So they completely matches. So that's the key of our design. And then, so just go back to our normal system. Suppose any spectroscopic device, you will have a gas cell. And the concept is you have an incident light here, and you have an output, and they all follow the standard formula here. So your alpha, which is called absorption coefficient, is a constant term. Your concentration is always constant. It could be minimum or maximum. There is a particular number. The only thing you can play with is your L, the length of the cavity. So whatever spectroscopic device so far developed, like CRD, cavity ring down spectroscopy, wavelength modulation spectroscopy, or intracavity, the main objective was how to improve the interaction length between the species, gas species, and light. So that's what you can do. You can use a multi-pass gas cell. In our case, we use a 30-meter long multipass. It's not physically 30 meter, it's just a after you count them all the passes. And another one is very interesting one which we have developed is photonic crystal fiber based gas cell which has a hollow core. So as I said, there are a number of techniques, and one of them is CRDA, well, like cavity ring down and wavelength modulation spectroscopy. But the main objective is how to increase the interaction length. So what we did, we used the intracavity absorption spectroscopy to develop our own device. So I call it a new technique. So, but the idea of intracavity is you put your gas sample inside the laser cavity. So here is my gas sample. And you can see here is all our, the whole laser cavity. So if you look at your, how the laser system works, basically the light, it goes inside the cavity, make multiple pass like this. So it's called ring cavity here. So the same light will pass through this gas cell multiple times, a million or thousands of times. So each time it passes, it interacts with the gas sample, and that will increase your sensitivity of the system. Now this FBG here is called fiber Bragg grating. Basically what we are doing, we are trying to select a particular wavelength of transition to detect a particular rotational lines of nitrous oxide. And so here is just to show you why we chose, this is a wavelength we have chosen, like for lambda is 1522.22 nanometer. And the purpose is, the reason is, you can see the nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, water. So the nitrous oxide has more absorption compared to your carbon dioxide and water vapor. So, and our estimate shows that almost 10,000 times more absorption for nitrous oxide at this particular wavelength. And just to show you why our system is unique and why it is so sensitive, here is the reason. So here is the absorption line on the top. You can see all these absorption lines. And here is a laser. But our laser, as I said, is a multi-mode laser. So that means it has multiple longitudinal mode. So So you can see that these absorption lines basically coincide with number of longitudinal mode, and once this happens, basically it changes the whole resonating condition of the laser, and that's the key of the success of our system. And it enhances the sensitivity more than 10,000 times compared to a normal laser. So here is just to show you what exactly is happening at the fiber Bragg grating wavelength. So see, this is just a theoretical curve for nitrous oxide, and this is experimental. So you can see at the point of where I had the fiber Bragg grating, you had that very nice big dip. So it means that with the presence of fiber Bragg grating or that particular optical device, we are able to increase the sensitivity of the whole system. And this is the gas cell I was talking about. This is optical fiber. Basically what you can do, you can feel the core of the fiber with gases. But the only, there is a drawback here. We are still working on it to minimize the sensitivity or response time of the device. Sensitivity is very, very high, but response time is very challenging. Here is another curve, which is based on our 30-meter gas cell. And here you can see the nitrogen. We started, when you started experimenting with 100 parts per billion nitrous oxide, basically we have before and after scan, and here is the nitrogen with our nitrous oxide scan. Now, as I said, what is new in this particular technique? The new part is here. See, any of laser system, how the laser resonator works, you have to have your loss and gain, you have to balance. Okay, so here is your loss, here is the gain. But in a cavity, your loss is always fixed, and your gain is fixed, which is given by this gain curve here. So the idea is, if we can consider this delta lambda, we had did some theoretical work, and at the end we found that this is a small factor, delta lambda here, is basically which is it's called loss parameter. Is if we subtract the cavity loss minus gain, and ultimately we can have effective length of the cavity, which is L over this. So here is the situation here. And based on that, what you have to do, the concept is you have to operate the laser close to threshold, which at that point you have delta lambda is very, very small. So here is another graph shown based on 100 parts per billion. As you can see, you cannot see even the nitrogen before and after scanning with 100 parts per billion nitrous oxide. So here is just to show you, because as I said, the 100 parts per billion, we are using a standard sample. And we also did some experiment with 50 parts per billion, and we are trying to get a lower detection limit of our system. But this graph is based on our 100 parts per billion. As you can see, nitrogen is almost constant. And here a little bit fluctuation, which we are thinking that this because of some diffusion in the cell from normal other gas, so that the total concentration of nitrous oxide reduced. So the conclusion is, the simple system, the components are easily available. As I said, we are using a telecom wavelength band, and if we work in the room temperature, no temperature stabilization is required. Sensitivity is basically enhanced by multiple circulation of amplified spontaneous emission, as I said, laser thing, and we can detect gases in the sub parts per million concentration. And at the end, I should acknowledge, because this is the work we are working for last six, seven years. So a number of graduate, undergraduate students work in this project. And my collaborator and financial support from Agrium, most probably I have to thank my friend Ray. And also financial support from NSERC, Canadian Foundation for Innovation, and Ontario Center of Excellence. Grant, and thank you.